great practice today. Let's go.
Oh, that's it.
Big people.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. Time-lapse camera on top of the Quest Diagnostics Training Center today as the Giants went through their practice here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center in preparation for their game on Sunday. Mathias Kiwanuka, Giants CEO John Mara, chatting it up with John Bon Jovi, longtime Giants fan. Bon Jovi and the Prince after practice today. Hello again, everybody. So glad you can join us. I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us here on MSG Plus for Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. Over the next half hour, we'll look back at the Giants' practice today. I'll be joined momentarily by former Giants punter Jeff Fegels. But to get things started, let's take a look at the Giants' injury report and the big story. Antrell Roll, out of the walking boot with that right ankle injury, says, "I'm feeling a million times better." Rookie Cooper Taylor remains out with a hamstring. Demontre Moore has missed his third straight day of work due to a shoulder injury, and Jarrell Jernigan out because of a hamstring injury. And Jeff, great to have you alongside.
Thank you, Bobby.
And, good news for the Giants at Antrell Roll, feeling a lot better already.
Absolutely. And, you know, some guys are able to heal faster than others, and I think with Antrell, I don't know if we'll see him at the rest of the season or not, preseason, but hopefully he's there on game one against the Cowboys. So that is good news to have that boot off of his.
All right, now let's talk about Cooper Taylor, who got hurt last week, did not play in the preseason game. Demontre Moore played in the preseason game. He nicked up his shoulder. Talk about the valuable practice reps that they're missing right now.
Well, I think more importantly for Cooper Taylor, not playing in the first game and maybe not playing in this game for a seventh-round draft pick, he's got to get it out there and get some tape and so these guys, the coaches, can get out there and see what he can do. A guy like Moore, he did a great job, but obviously being young, you need a lot of reps.
Yeah, Cooper Taylor drafted by the Giants out of Richmond in the fifth round, and he's watched Tyler Sash make the most of his opportunities. Meanwhile, the Giants need to do a better job this season of scoring when they get in the red zone. Giants head coach Tom Coughlin addressed that.
Well, we've worked down in there. You know, we've worked two or three days down in there, and hopefully it's a little bit better than it was. But we'll see. You know, it's sporadic. Defense makes a play. Offense, about every third play, the offense made a play.
Last year, the Giants were ranked 15th in the NFL in red zone touchdown percentage at 54%. Jeff, they worked on it in practice. What are some of the things that they have to do better in order to get touchdowns and not field goals in the red zone?
Well, I think that more importantly is trying to create some matchup. And I think with the addition of Brandon Myers and the emergence of Adrian Robinson, this could create a couple matchup problems for the linebackers and maybe even the safeties. And maybe even going with an empty backfield and, more importantly, get that ball in the end zone, Bob, and no more field goals. We know Tom is tired of the field goals. They got to get 6 points.
You saw Ramses Barden on the previous play in that video make a catch. He's a big target. He's an outside shot to make the team, but that's one of the ways that he can really contribute. Conversely, on the other side of the ball, if you look at the numbers, last year the Giants were 6th in the NFL in touchdown percentage defensively in the red zone, giving up touchdowns at 46%. Something else that they worked on, what are some of the things they have to do to keep that number where it was?
Oh, it's a pretty good number, and I think that on defense, it's all about attitude, the defensive line, getting after the quarterback, the defensive backs playing their technique right, and just having the attitude that they're not going to score down there.
All right. Well, you know, one of the things that's also part of training camp and the preseason games is competing for jobs, whether it's a starting job or a roster spot. And Marvin Austin, entering his third year, knows he's got to step it up.
I think that this is a pivotal point for me in my career. You know, I've been hurt the whole time I've been here. And, you know, I feel like as long as I can stay healthy, I'll be able to help this team and, you know, help everybody and coach go where we want to go.
Marvin Austin was drafted in the second round a couple of years ago. And, Jeff, he faces stiff competition because the Giants brought in a lot of guys to compete at that spot.
A lot of big guys that compete. And it's going to be tough for Marvin Austin. And he's got to go out there and show in this second game that he belongs in this roster. And I think that him making the team is all going to be up to Marcus Kuhn, who may be on PUP, and Mike Patterson. We'll see see what happens with him.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, that Marvin Austin's dealing with is, you know, guys like Mike Patterson dealing with, you know, a guy like Sean Rogers, who's a big figure, and even a guy like Frank Oakham, who's got significant time in the NFL. He spent 7 years in the league, spent a lot of time with Houston, so it's going to be a stiff test for Marvin Austin. Meanwhile, the Giants are hoping that they can get some production out of Terrell Thomas. He was one of the Giants' best corners before missing the last 2 years with injuries. When we come back here on MSG Plus, we'll hear from T-Squared. You're watching Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. The winds are picking up here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center.
It's time for our New York Giants training camp play of the day. David Carr back to pass, looking for Lewis Murphy Jr. deep, but he overthrows him and it's picked off by LaRon Scott. That's our New York Giants training camp play of the day.
LaRon Scott makes the play of the day as our Giants training camp play of the day highlights one of the members of the Giants secondary. Well, the Giants look to add depth to their safety position by signing Ryan Mundy, who spent time with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ryan Mundy's a smart football player, having played in Dick LeBeau's defense, and should fit in nicely with the Giants, especially with Antrell Roll injured. Earlier today, Paul Dottino spoke with the Giants safety.
Well, thanks so much, Bob. And, well, Ryan, obviously things can change in a heartbeat when you're playing athletics, and you know the story. Antrell is going to be out now for at least a couple of weeks. It's your job. What is it that you want to show the coaching staff about what you can do?
You know, being a new guy and coming into an organization, you definitely want to earn the respect and trust of your new coaches and teammates. And really, that's all I'm focused on, is going out here every day and showing that I have an understanding of the defense. And, you know, I'm more than willing to do whatever the team needs me to do for us to be successful.
You know, you've made a name of yourselves on special teams. Everybody knows you're a big hitter, and you're really a demon out there. What is it about that part of your game that makes you so good?
I'm one of the bigger safeties generally on every team that I've been on. I've been the biggest safety, so I try to use that to my advantage. You know, I embrace my differences. You know, my size is definitely beneficial, especially playing in the box and knocking a few folks around. So I just try to, you know, use that to my advantage and play hard.
Now, when you play with the Steelers, you got to play black and blue football, very tough physical division. Guess what? The NFC East is pretty similar to that. Is that one of the things you're looking forward to?
Yeah, I'm really excited to see what the NFC East is about. You know, from the outside looking in, you just look at the teams in that division and you're like, wow, the Redskins, Cowboys, Eagles, and the Giants. And, you know, there were also good games coming out of that division. So I'm excited to really, you know, get my foot in the water and see what it's all about.
And then finally, Perry Fuel loves to mix and match a lot of different combinations. How difficult of a defense is it to learn as a new guy coming in?
Well, I was brought up in the 3-4 system, and the run fits are a little bit different here, playing a 4-3, but I'm adjusting well. You know, I've always prided myself on having a great understanding of the game and being a student of the game, so I'm just working my tail off to get better every day and continue to improve.
Ryan Mundy, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, Bob, let's go back to you.
All right, Paul, let's take a closer look at the safety position for the New York Giants. And Mundy gives the Giants a lot of security. But Stevie Brown, second in the league last year with 8 interceptions. Will Hill has that suspension he's got to deal with. Tyler Sash, how do you assess this group overall?
Well, I think this is a good group. I mean, you want depth at that position. I think they got it with Stevie Brown and obviously Antrell Roll, a healthy Antrell Roll. And now you bring in Ryan Mundy, who has a lot of experience at Pittsburgh. Like you said earlier, Bob, he played for Dick LeBeau, so he's a smart player. And more importantly, he has a great special teams guy, too, that can add a little bit of depth there.
And you love the guys that contribute on special teams.
I love that for some reason. I don't know.
Now, when you look at the Giants safeties, how do you think they stack up to some of the other safety groups within the division? One of the former Giants, Kenny Phillips, is now part of that Philadelphia group.
I think they stack up well, and I'll go on record and tell you that I think they are the best safety group in the NFC East. I mean, the Cowboys last year, look, 2 interceptions all last year from that position. So that's not doing very good. And the Eagles, they're thinking about getting back to what they were before. They're not very good. And then you look at the Redskins, they're talking about maybe possibly starting 2 rookies back there. So that bodes very well for the Giants, and I think that they are the best secondary.
Yeah, the Redskins, guys like Patrick Chung and Brandon Merriweather, former Patriots, have been dealing with a lot of injuries. Meanwhile, Terrell Thomas is trying to make his way back into the big blue. You could make the case after the 2010 season that Terrell Thomas was the Giants' best corner. In his 2 years, 09 and 2010, he had over 200 tackles and 10 interceptions, but a knee injury in the preseason against the Bears in 2011, he's missed the last 2 years. How's his progress? Paul Dottino caught up with T-Squared.
Well, thanks so much again, Bob. And Terrell, the other day, Perry Fuel was so effusive in his praise for you, so happy with how far you have come. I got to think that that probably put a spark in your eye as well.
Definitely. I've been working hard the last 2 years, especially this last year, to prove to a lot of people that I can come back over this third ACL. And I think a lot of guys are rooting for me, especially Coach Fuels, Coach Coughlin, and just the whole Giants team. And, you know, it's been a long golf season of me working hard, kind of sitting on the sidelines. So for me to get out there and make a couple plays, puts a couple smiles on everybody's face.
Now, we know that the trainers and the doctors have certain benchmarks that they're looking for, and I don't expect you to share them necessarily, but what are some of the benchmarks that you have passed so far, and what are some of the ones maybe you still need to get through?
I haven't passed any. I made it through a practice, I guess you can say that's one, but yeah, I made it through a week, and then that's my goal, is just to take it one day at a time, take it 1 week at a time, get out there week one, and just finish the whole season.
Coach was saying the explosion and the cutting looked like it was there in some of the one-on-one drills. That's got to build your confidence at the very least.
Definitely. Seeing that on film definitely helps me. Obviously, I've done it in a non-contact way, but being out there against live competition definitely builds the confidence. And that's what practice, that's what training camp's all about, for me to get my feet underneath me, to build that confidence and get ready for the season.
You know, the coach needs to figure out who his 53 are going to be in just another 3 weeks. And if you don't get any preseason reps, how hard is that decision going to be for him, and how much do you worry about it?
I definitely think it's hard, and it's not really a concern of mine. My goal is to get out here and do what they say. They tell me I got to play 50%, that's what I'm going to do. 7%, pick it up and get ready for a preseason game, that's what I'm going to do. So we've been on the same page the whole time. I'm going to keep listening to them and trusting in them, and I think everything will work out.
Would it be a problem for you if suddenly opening day week one against Dallas, you go out there and take some snaps, even if you hadn't had any during the preseason?
Not at all. I'm a veteran. I've been out there. My goal is to sharpen my tools in practice. Obviously, preseason live action would be the best to get out there. But if it's not my time to go, then I'll definitely be able to jump back on that horse without any reps in the preseason.
Terrell Thomas, it's great to see you running out there. Best
Thank
of luck.
You, my man. Appreciate it.
Okay, Bob, let's go back to you.
All right, Paul and Jeff, if Terrell Thomas can get back to even close to where he was before the injuries, with Aaron Ross back there, with Webster and Amukamara, Jayron Hosley, I mean, this could be a pretty deep secondary that's going to be tested.
Well, it is. They're guys that are coming, playing there this year, Romo, we got Russell Wilson, you got Rodgers. These guys are all very productive quarterbacks, and they're going to have to – what's going to help them, Bob, is a pass rush. That is what's going to help the secondary.
Yeah, not to mention guys like Jay Cutler, Matthew Stafford in Detroit. So it is a loaded schedule that they have to deal with. All right, every day we like to ask you, the fans, to participate in our Twitter question of the day, and we are all lined up and ready to go. From at Vinny Siglio, has the offense caught up to the defense yet? In practice is the question for you.
I think the way these practices are these days, I think the advantage is always to the defense because they seem to be making all the plays, the interceptions. If you're a running back or a receiver, I don't think you get a chance to make as many plays as you do as they do on defense. So the answer to the question is probably no, they have not.
And I was talking to Victor Cruz walking off the practice field today. We were kind of joking around a little bit. He said, They're holding me a lot.
No refs out there. Or rather, were today, but, you know.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. We're going to dive into special teams with special teams coordinator Tom Quinn when we return to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess, here on MSG+. A live look at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center, windy Wednesday, the 14th of August. Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. Well, we've talked about the Giants' offense. We've talked about their defense. Special teams, obviously important as well. Paul Dottino spoke with special teams coordinator Tom Quinn.
Well, thanks, Bob. And, Tom, I think probably one of the brightest spots of the first preseason game was your special teams unit, specifically the coverage teams. I'm sure that had to make you very pleased.
I was pleased with our punt coverage to start the game. We had a really good location with the punts, hang time with the punts, and we had some guys getting down there just flying around. As the game wore on, I wasn't as happy with the direction of the punt, and we gave one up at the end of the game, which we can't do. You know, we need to do a better job with that. Kickoff coverage, I thought, you know, we could have made some more plays. We could have been a little bit more aggressive. So that's one thing we're focusing on, is being more aggressive with our kickoff coverage this week.
Okay, folks, the coach is never happy with what he sees. Always wants improvement, and I don't blame you. How many jobs do you think every summer camp are truly won at the back end of the roster because of special teams?
I think a ton. And, you know, the thing we say is that we watch tape as a staff every night. We watch offense, defense, and special teams, so all the coaches know what's going on. And if a guy starts moving up on the offensive, defensive depth chart or my depth chart, then they start moving up on the other one. So there's a lot to be, you know, had for the preseason.
What do you think the biggest keys are to making a good special teams guy? I think, first of all, he probably has to want to do it, because if you can't get that desire going, you probably can't do anything else.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is a paid job, and it's a, you know, they get paid well to do the job. But I think that, you know, they got to be smart, you know, they got to be athletic, and they got to be a team guy. You know, if you have those three qualities, we can find a place for you.
Now, at this point, we know the Giants' return units are kind of up in the air, a lot of competition going on. Do you need to have that settled before the Dallas game opening day, or are you comfortable if you have to kind of mix and match during the course of the early part of the season?
We're used to mixing and match. We always want to have a lot of depth, and so, you know, we feel good if we could have three returners going in, and so if the different situation dictates, we can put that guy in and feel really good about it. So we feel like we got good explosive guys, and we never hang our hat, or we haven't hung our hat on just having one return specialist since I've been here. So we're hoping to build that depth through the preseason.
Tom Quinn, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, Bob, let's go back to you.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. Good job. Jeff, I want to ask you about punt coverage. You, as somebody that relied on your coverage teams, what are some of the important elements for guys to win those jobs? And what did you see in the first preseason game from the Gunners that you liked?
Well, first, to win that job is you got to have the attitude, and you got to be able to run down and make some plays. And that's using your athletic skills, whether you're a running back or receiver or defensive lineman for that matter. But some of the things I like to see out of Michael Cox last game was from the gunner position, going down there, having some toughness, being able to break some tackles, or not tackles, but blocks, and get down there and make plays.
And if he can contribute in the kickoff return game as well, that makes him more valuable as far as earning that third running back spot. What about the transition? They've had the same combination with Weatherford and Tynes, and it's been successful. Obviously, you worked with Tynes. It's been seamless. Now a new kicker, Josh Brown. Talk about the mechanics of that. It's not as easy as people think.
It's not. And, you know, if you're in the OTAs and the mini camps, luckily the kickers and punter and holders and all, they can work all the time together. And I think at training camp it just takes a little bit of time, but it's not as bad as you think. And I think he's doing a nice job.
All right. When we come back, we're going to do a little fact or fiction with Paul Dottino as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess, here on MSG Plus. Look at MetLife Stadium as we welcome you back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. The Giants play their first home preseason game Sunday night in MetLife Stadium. And folks, I've got a very important announcement for you. There's a new NFL policy that you're going to have to adhere to if you're coming to the game, not only Sunday night, but all season long. You need to bring your items in a clear plastic bag that can be no larger than 12 inches by 6 inches by 12 inches, or a small purse or handbag that's between 4.5 and 6.5 inches. Anything bigger than that that's not a clear bag will not be allowed into the stadium. Please go to Giants.com for all the details, but this is a new NFL policy that you need to adhere to when you come to Giants games this year at MetLife Stadium. All right, it's time for Fact and Fiction. It's our little game show segment, and we've got Paul Dottino joining us here on the set as well, along with Jeff Fiegel. So the first question I pose: David Wilson and Andre Brown will combine for 1,700 yards rushing and 12 touchdowns this season. Paul Dottino, fact or fiction?
Bob, I'm going to go fact. And Jeff, here's why. Because these two guys already rushed for 12 touchdowns combined last year. Andre Brown had 8. I'm going to assume that Andre Brown's actually going to play 16 games and be healthy for the entire regular season. And I think David Wilson himself is going to run for 1,200 yards this year, because he's going to have a lot of big plays. So 1,700, I think they can do it.
I'm going fiction. No fact here. And the only reason I'm doing that is because the Giant offense, I think, is they're trying to bring back this big play. We saw it on the Pittsburgh game to Cruz. I think with the addition of the tight ends that are going on, I also believe with Reuben Randall, this is a pass-happy league. I believe that Eli is going to have a pass-happy year, and I just don't think that the running game is going to all be that much. But I do think that the Giants have to be careful. There may not be a lot of four-minute offenses where they're running the ball at the end of the game.
All right, we're ready for our next question. I'll cue it up for you. The Giants will be a top three scoring offense in 2013. Quali Dot?
No, I think that's fiction, Bob, and I'll tell you why. Because while I think it's going to be a very potent offense and they might be in the top three in yardage gained, I don't think they'll be top three in terms of points. And that's because I think there are a lot of pass-happy teams in this league who really want to throw the ball more than Tom Coughlin does. Coughlin still wants to be a running team. That's what Big Blue is built for, especially when it comes playoff time. And so as a result, I don't think they're going to be in the top three in points scored, Jeff.
My case for the first question, I think they're going to be pass happy. But I'm going to go a fact on this, I'm going fiction this. My top three teams with Sean Payton coming back, I think the Saints are going to be there, the Broncos, and, of course, the Packers. Those three teams are going to be up there. So it's a close third, but I put the Giants at fourth because they know the other three that are ahead of them.
It's pretty impressive you left the Patriots out of there, too, with Tom Brady. That's one of your top threes.
Well, we'll see what
Interesting.
Happens.
All right.
He doesn't have anybody to throw to. So.
He always finds a way. Question number three. The Giants will finish with more than 35 takeaways. That's what they had last year. Fact or fiction, Paulie Dot?
Bob, this is an easy one for me. It's got to be fact. First of all, because I think the Giants' secondary is much improved. Corey Webster's going to have a bounce back year. Prince Amukamara is going to continue his ascension to being a quality corner in this league. And the Giants got Aaron Ross back. Jaron Hosley's in his second season. No more rookie mistakes. And to boot, the Giants' front four is going to be much improved and get more pressure on the quarterback. Therefore, they're going to get a lot more picks.
Do I have anything else to say there? You pretty much put everything in perspective.
Paulie Dot,
for me, you're Paulie D, I guess so. But I'm going to agree with you, Paul. This is a fact. I believe in a lot of the same things that you just said. And more importantly, I'm looking for a huge bounce back year from Corey Webster. And the addition of Ross, I think, is really going to help that secondary. And we just hope that Stevie Brown can have the year he had last year. And more importantly, that defensive line causing some on the pass rush, making some fumbles, and getting those turnovers.
Yeah, can you imagine if Terrell Thomas is even close to where he was a couple of years ago? Then you're loaded at secondary. Paul, I want to get your observations from what you saw at practice today and what you've seen in the first part of this week.
Well, what I've seen is a secondary that has really picked things up. You know, we know how talented this Giants offense is and how good these receivers are and how good this quarterback is, and yet the secondary has been the best unit so far in training camp.
Jeff, my question to you, the return game for the Giants, special teams, something we talked about in the last block. Who are some of the guys that you think might emerge as special teams aces?
Well, I would like to see Jarrell Jernigan emerge. What he did at Troy in college was wonderful, but I haven't seen that yet. He's been practiced today. But I think that Reuben Randall being that third receiver, we got to get his athleticism on the field. It can't be on the field all the time as a receiver. I see him being back there this year for the Giants.
Jeff, always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you, Bobby.
Paulie Dot, thank you so much for the interviews and good stuff with Fact or Fiction. Well, we're out of time here on the program. Remember, if you're coming to the game on Sunday night, go to Giants.com, the new NFL bag policy. Please check it out. It's very important. We want to keep stadium security at its peak. Well, we're out of time, but make sure you join us tomorrow night at 6 p.m. right here on MSG Plus for another edition of Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. Good night, everybody.